This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Sunday, December 20th, 2009. Say hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetie.
What are you doing?
Eating.
What are you eating?
London broil.
And yams and almond rice.
Oh, it's leftovers, really.
Yeah, and I ate it anyway, even though I told you I didn't eat leftovers.
Oh, it must be nice to be Queen Elizabeth. What do you mean you don't eat leftovers?
Do you think Queen Elizabth eats leftovers?
I'm sure she would. I think the queen would.
If she had nothing else? No, she probably would eat leftovers. I don't know. Anyway, we're doing a podcast at the boyfriend's house because basically we're snowed in, right?
Yes. We're having a lovely, lovely holiday weekend.
This is the blizzard of 2009, probably the blizzard of the century.
Well, honey, we don't know because we're not going to live another 100 years.
That's why I'm saying. So far, it's the blizzard of the century. Can't you say
so
that?
So far.
That was,
so far, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was on the WashingtonPost.com. Didn't you see that? The storm of the century. Anyway, we got, I would say, easily 20 inches of snow.
Well, it's definitely the storm of the decade.
Yes.
Because we have not had any snow this
decade. Well, and actually, this is it's the record for December. This is now the most snow we've ever received in December. Mm-hmm. But now, as I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, we got 20 inches.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we cleaned off my car today, that easily looked like 2 feet on top of my car. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Well, the snow was well above my knees. We were shoveling out your car on the other side.
When you were standing. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so that's 2 feet, isn't it?
It's about 18 inches, yeah, at least.
Well, but I know it's more than 18 inches because we got 20 inches of snow here. But outlying areas like Bethesda got 23 inches. Somebody else got 21.5 inches. So I think the average for the area was 20 inches, I would say.
Yeah.
I think we easily got that. So we went out and shoveled off my car, and I actually have a video that I'll be posting Monday for you to see of me, the before and after results of shoveling the snow around my car.
Well, it got kind of dangerous, too, because there was these idiots.
Yes.
We had these idiots turning down the street. None of the side streets were plowed. So here they are in, like, neons and Toyotas, barreling down the street, careening all over the place. Well, they couldn't, one of them couldn't make it. He had to back
down. Yeah, he backed all the way back down, because where we are, we're at the bottom of the hill.
Well, I was afraid Archer was going to get hit.
Well, that's the other thing, too, because I was selling a show, and this guy, his car was so close. And he was, did you see how the rubber was burning, and it was just, like, making smoke because it was the burning rubber on the tires? He was just digging a hole in the snow with his tires and just making a big mess. And he came close to several cars.
Yeah.
But then he had to call his brother or friend or somebody to come and give him a shovel to shovel out. Because I was using my shovel. I wasn't about to give him a shovel. I'm like, I was saying under my breath was, what idiot, you shouldn't be out driving in the snow.
Well, and then you wanted to, well, we couldn't have helped him. But he was getting kind of hot-headed. He was like, dropping the F.
Did you hear him? He was inside his car with the windows closed,
screaming
at the phone, and we could hear it outside the car.
He was a little psychotic.
Yeah, I wondered if he was trying to get us to push his car. But I wasn't about to get behind
where,
that
where
car.
Where would we have pushed his car?
Well, a little push out of that little rut he was making in the snow.
Where would he have gone?
I don't know. He eventually had to back out onto the main street.
Where would we have pushed him?
I don't know. But anyway,
there was nowhere for him to go. He had tried going because it's on an incline.
Yeah.
So we would have pushed him all the way up the street.
Oh, no.
I
just
would have
pushed him enough for him to get away from my car. And then he's off on his own after that.
Well, that was my concern, was that any help we would have given him, he would have hit someone else's car. He was going to hit someone else's car.
I didn't want to be part of that.
That's why I didn't want to be bothered.
No, I
won't. He should have kept his behind home.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been out. And he said to us, because he got out of his car at one point, and he's like, man, when you go out that way. Don't go this way.
We're not going anywhere. We're just here to shovel the car.
I said, I'm just cleaning off my car. I'm probably not going to move for the next 2 days. And as a matter of fact, we heard late today that my school system has closed for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And now I'm on.
Yay.
Now I'm actually getting a 2-week winter break, honey. A 2-week winter break. Well, you probably will, too.
I told you, if they don't cancel for Tuesday, I'm calling in a sub.
Yeah, the boyfriend's school only closed for Monday so far. But they'll probably change that.
I hope.
Because they got more snow than we got up there in Bethesda.
Well, my street is very bad. I would have to drive up the same hill.
Oh, no. Your street is fine, honey. But Cathedral, that's different.
That's what I'm talking about. I have to go out there to go to work.
Oh, that's true. Your parking lot isn't too bad, though, they clear. But around your car is completely buried.
It's terrible.
We'll have to spend just as much time cleaning your car tomorrow as we did my car today.
I'm in no hurry. I know I'm not having school tomorrow. Yeah. I'm just going to let the snow melt. I'm not going to go near it.
Well, actually, if you think about it,
that's the best thing to do. Why? If you don't have to leave, be here on Wednesday.
Yeah, if you don't have to leave, just leave the car because I'm going to take it to the airport.
By that time, it'll hopefully be melted.
I would hope so too. But you might. Maybe you should start it once. I don't know. Anyway, so we shoveled all around my car, and I have a video I'll show tomorrow about the before and after. And we did a really good job, don't you think?
We did.
I think I'm going to be in pain tomorrow morning, though, because that was quite a workout. Do you think you're going to be in pain?
No.
Because you work out all the time.
No, I don't work out. I just use my muscles more than you do.
my muscles atrophy.
We were changing that. Tell your listeners what you got for Christmas, what Santa Claus brought.
Oh, the boyfriend, a.k.a. Santa Claus, brought me a tennis racket to play tennis.
Yay.
So now we can play tennis more often, because I have tennis courts at my house. And you got me a new, what do you call that pan? It's a grill pan?
Grill pan. Mm-hmm.
A grill pan that has...
A nice one, too. Calphalon.
Yeah, very nice. With ridges so that you can cook like meats and have the grill marks on it. Because I needed one. I have one, but it's not like a...
It's not very good.
It doesn't have edges. Yeah, it doesn't have really edges. And when you go to make your little sauces, when you crank up the heat, you can't put very much liquid in there. But this one, you really can. You can really do a good job with this one. And then I got a snow globe, binoculars, really nice binoculars to look at birds.
And concerts.
And concerts, that's right. And then some candy and some a whisk, for a plastic whisk for my...
Teflon. Plastic Teflon.
The Teflon whisk? The whisk is Teflon?
I don't know what it calls it, Teflon?
That was plastic. It's to use on Teflon surfaces. I think it's plastic, though. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And a slotted spoon. I did not own a slotted spoon, and the boyfriend got me a slotted spoon.
Oh, and you got a bottle of wine.
Now, here's the other thing, honey. I just thought of something. If I go back to my house on Tuesday, I can pick up your gifts.
Oh. I don't want you to go back on Tuesday.
I have to. I have to go back to my house because I'm going to be out of medication. I'm going to be out of clothes. I'm going to be, I told you, if I just run, even if you're at work or not, maybe you can go with me if you're not.
Maybe I would. Well, I'm still saying, let's see what the roads are like on Tuesday.
Honey, I saw.
You have the roads.
Today, the main roads are fine. It's those side streets. If I could just get off that side street, I would be fine.
What's it going to be like by your place, though?
I don't know.
All right, well.
But if I have to park like down in the shopping center and then walk up there.
Okay. As long as it's safe.
Because I have the boots, I have the snow shovel, I have everything.
I don't like your boots. He has the worst snow boots.
Well, you have like, what are those boots called? They're like shit kicker boots.
No, I have some nice knee-high black boots. They're with lug soles.
Treaded, yeah, they're big treads.
So I can walk around, I can run in the snow.
Well, you walked to church today in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah. I get around just fine. It was interesting to watch walking up today, walking up the street. It was very difficult, even with my lugged sole boots on.
The sidewalks were not clear?
No, they were not. Some were and some weren't. It just depended. Wherever the, some of the complexes had work crews clearing the sidewalks, but where it was, like just wooded areas, it was very difficult. And so some of these gals and their,
They were not wearing heels.
Yes, they were.
Were they walking to church, too?
Going up the street, going to the Giant, going to wherever.
Wherever, yeah.
And they had to, walk very gingerly. And, of course, because there was not much walking space in most of these areas.
Oh, you had to get into
the snow. You had to get onto the side. So in other words,
So the heels could get by.
Yeah. Well, why would you wear a pair of high heels?
I don't know.
And 2 feet of snow.
I don't know, dear.
To do anything.
I don't
Sometimes fashion has to take a back seat to practicality.
Well, what am I wearing right now? My plaid panties.
You're wearing a pair of thigh-high red vinyl go-go boots.
No, honey.
He's wearing some booty shorts, and he's wearing a halter top.
No, I've got my...
He's wearing some Christmas light bulb earrings that every once in a while...
Light up,
yes.
I'm wearing my pajama bottoms. Because when we went to dig out my car in the snow, our pants got soaking wet. I do have another pair of pants here, but I don't want to put them on.
Okay, we're doing laundry tomorrow. I'm going to wash the clothes tomorrow.
Yeah, so we are just surviving the blizzard of 2009. Oh, this afternoon, what did we do this afternoon?
Make Christmas cookies.
We made Christmas cookies. The boyfriend found a recipe online for just some simple sugar cookies. He made the dough and put it together. I just measured out the ingredients. And it was...
No, honey, you did the decorating.
Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah, you did the decorating.
Yeah, I know, but I was just going to say I measured out some of the ingredients. But you used your mixer that I gave you 2 years ago for Christmas to make these cookies. Well, you do a lot of stuff in there, but anyway, the dough came out a little dry, didn't it?
Yeah.
So you looked online and you saw that Alton Brown usually puts a teaspoon of milk in there.
Yeah, I don't think it makes it. Well, I think... No, I made cookies before, chocolate chip cookies, and this wasn't like a regular cookie dough. It was kind of dry.
It was definitely dry.
But once you put them in the oven and they bake, like
the butter
and sugar, and they all kind of melt, and then they were delicious.
They were really good.
Oh my God, they're so good.
They were really good. Not like sweet, overly sweet. They were like just the right amount of sweetness. Mm-hmm. But I think it was the vanilla that you put in there that gave them that flavor. They were really good. Mm-hmm. They were really, really good.
I made chicken gumbo yesterday.
Oh yeah, he did. He made chicken gumbo yesterday while I was making the video. You probably
ate 2 bowls of chicken gumbo.
I did not. No, because last night we had the London broil, honey.
He had gumbo first.
What'd you make the gumbo for? That's for New Year's.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Anyway, but we should back up a little bit. On Friday night, we had a mini dinner party with your friend Debbie, our friend Debbie, and her friend
Audrey.
What'd you have? What'd you serve for dinner? Oh, stuffed chicken breasts.
Yeah.
Beet salad with
oranges, because oranges are in right now.
Beet salad, oranges. You had squash soup.
Butternut squash soup.
Butternut squash soup.
And pecan pie.
But what'd you have with the stuffed chicken breast? You had
roasted mashed yams.
Mashed yams and roasted vegetables.
Root vegetables.
Root vegetables. And pecan pie for dessert. And the snow started at 9:05 here in D.C.
It didn't stop until 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah, it went for 26 hours. It snowed here solid for 26 hours. And yesterday we did snow snuggles.
It's snow snuggles today, too.
Yes, but it wasn't snowing today.
Well.
But yes, I remember yesterday we did snow snuggles for 2 hours.
I know.
Remember that? And we woke up and we're like, oh my God, it's 2 hours later.
Yeah, it felt good.
Yeah. And I have one picture that I'm going to post later this week of the boyfriend laying naked on the bed watching the snow.
Funny.
And I'm going to just call it watching snow or I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
I'll post it later this week. But you can't see anything. You just see your body. It's not like...
No, you posted everything a couple weeks ago.
I know. You can see your penis at other times. Anyway, what else? So that was pretty much our whole weekend, wasn't it?
It's been very relaxing.
Yes. Now, Saturday night...
Weekend.
We watched...
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn with...
Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire.
Yeah, Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire and some chicks we don't know. And tonight we're going to try to watch...
Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. With that kid, Ralphie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do more snuggles.
Definitely do more snuggles.
You've been catching up on our snuggles.
As if we were behind?
Well, honey, you can never have enough snuggles.
Well, if I remember correctly, Saturday morning you broke the snuggles. And then this morning I broke the... No, I broke snuggles. It yesterday, you broke it this morning.
No, you did, because I was very comfortable.
Now you said, I'm going to go to... You said, do you think I can go to church? Not if you're still laying in this bed.
No. You decided to break contact. Snuggle contact. And I said, honey, what are you doing? You broke the snuggles.
Did I say I can't sleep anymore?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Or you have to get on your back or something.
Yeah.
It was so snug and comfortable and warm. And
even with that, honey, we have had a lot of snuggles this weekend.
Lots of snuggles.
And this afternoon snuggles could have gone a lot longer, but you woke us up and said, we cannot snuggle here any longer.
Because we wanted to make cookies.
Yeah, that's true. So we made the cookies.
We'll do snuggles later.
And now the boyfriend's just finishing his dinner because I already finished mine.
I'm a slow eater.
Excuse me. And tomorrow we're going to... Are we going to clean off your car or not, did we decide? No, we're going to leave it and let it just melt because I'm going to take it to the airport. But we have to do a video for the wine blog.
Yeah.
We have to... Oh, we're going to do laundry and clean your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may watch TV while you're cleaning the house. Because I'm kind of behind in my TV viewing.
Is that important?
Well, if you're cleaning, yeah.
Maybe you can do the laundry.
Honey, no. I don't know how to work those machines.
Yes, you do.
No, dear, I don't. Anyway. So, I think that's all for today. So, I just want to mention, too. Thank you for all the comments about the embedding of the video on the website. However, I don't like how it doesn't work on some systems.
It doesn't work on mine.
It doesn't work on the boyfriend's computer either.
And I have the most updated system.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's it's 2 years old, dear.
Yeah, it's brand new.
But I think you just need a plug-in, the QuickTime plug-in. Anyway, I have decided not to embed videos anymore because I don't like the way it works on the website. So I actually went back in the very last video that I posted yesterday, the Blizzard video. I have changed it back to the kind that opens up when you click on it in the window. But I did use the QuickTime X picture of the video as the picture. I think I'm going to stick with that because I like the way
it
looks.
Honey, split this with me.
No, I'm not eating that. Honey,
it's
I'm
cooked.
Done.
Look, it's
yeah, but
done.
I'm done. But I'm done. I'm not eating anymore. Anything, all I need is more wine.
You have wine in your...
I have to drink a lot more wine. I've had... That's two glasses so far. If you count the Malvasia. So anyway. So I'm going back to the old system of the videos. I was just testing it out. What is this? Now, what is this you're pouring?
This is Elements from Artesia.
It's a basic table wine?
Red wine from Artesia in California.
Does it tell you what grapes are in it?
I'm guessing it's Cab-based.
With some Merlot thrown in?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this might be the last time you hear from the boyfriend in 2009, unless we do a podcast Tuesday night.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to post a video tomorrow, so maybe Tuesday night.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time.
Bye.